Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, darling.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie. So you're the matador.
I am the matador. Now, that means nothing to everyone who's listening.
But they might just pick up on the fact that's a big role for a lot of us these days.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And staying in neutrality while you're the matador is real interesting. So
well,
you're on.
I'm trying to be the matador and in neutrality as I hear my dogs barking their little heads off downstairs. Hopefully that's not coming through.
I don't hear them, actually.
Tonight's show, staying in neutrality and non-judgment as we allow our soul's purpose to reveal itself. And I have to tell you, it has been an amazing week for me as I've... really and truly, I should be keeping a log of updates because every time the phone rings, I think, do I want to answer this or not? Oh, goodness sakes. So I was talking with somebody tonight, and I said, you know, I am seeing soul intercede in people's lives right now. In a way, and I mean, when I look at it energetically, I actually see the soul intervening. And it's so profound to see the changes that are happening in people's lives. They're irreversible. I mean, they are so, to me, there's such clarity to what's happening, but it feels almost brutal. And I literally am walking around the house with my eyes down, my hands folded, going, I'm really being good. I'm really being good. Don't hit me in the head, please. Just a nice little note, email will do, you know. All right, tonight's dedication to continued support of our global financial crisis, we could say opportunity, as well as support and light for Obama and all of our world leaders to make decisions for the highest good of humanity and the planet. I hope everyone, I know it, there's been so much distraction with the holidays and trying just to be grounded, and, you know, we're being inundated again with energies, and so I do understand it's very difficult for everyone to be in their daily practice. I hope everybody's doing as much as they can because it's so critically important right now. Oh, speaking of crisis, I'm literally talking about crises that are hitting friends and families of mine and friends of mine and families, and this week I really have been riveted by what I've seen unfold, just absolutely riveted. It's been so fast and furious, and to see it. And how about you, Ronnie? Have you been seeing this?
In sort of odd ways, it's like we have a different kind of drama. But I find it interesting that at times I'm able just to see that the drama doesn't represent the soul. You know, what you said, you saw the souls emerging in people's lives, and I'm just sort of seeing the dramas dancing around. Some kind of light coming up in people.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go with that. I guess, you know, the way I would explain it is that people, the way I'm perceiving it, is that if people are, how would I put this in a very loving way, literally, if people are in a place, perhaps it's not for their highest good or in alignment with their soul's purpose, I literally am seeing them plucked. Whew, big time.
Really?
And I mean big time. Especially in the last, oh, I don't know, 48, I don't know, what's the next number after that, 48, 70, whatever.
96.
Yeah, thank you. Hours. It's just, it's been really amazing to me to see this unfoldment, and some of it very, very close to me. And to stay in neutrality, which is, of course, the ultimate. You know, the team has been telling me, you know, for quite a while now, and especially lately, you know, no matter what, stay in neutrality, which is, you know, I think the ultimate challenge to stay there. And Ronnie, you and I have talked this week about this. How difficult it is, especially if there is emotion, our emotion, our attachment, of course, to children, always difficult, but or to people that we love, you know, to stay in that neutrality regardless, because the seduction, you know, that chain of pain, it's so easy to hop in there. I got a speech from my son tonight.
I got a speech from my son. I love that.
You know, it was very cute. And he said, Mom, before you make this phone call, you know, don't say this and don't do that. And I thought, you know, this is really cute. My son is now guiding me.
Was he gentle about it?
Yes, that's what he was inferring, Veronica.
That you could be maybe too, huh?
Yes, for me to be gentle. And because I see some people dancing, trying to distract themselves from what they're dealing with. And I think in some cases the distraction is only because it's they can't see answers. And none of us can right now as we look out, you know, in our lives. There are so many people, and I'm sure you feel the same way, Veronica, with people you work with, who cannot see answers beyond where they are right now. You know, I can't see how I'm going to get from here to there. You know, we're dealing with certainly depressed real estate markets and uncertain financial times. And so many people are kind of forced right now. We're all being forced to stay in the now moment. More than ever before. I know I certainly am.
Well, and I'm laughing at people always ask for predictions, and I always say, well, I don't believe they should hold. And they say, yeah, I know, and that's right, but please give them to me, you know. But lately it's been hilarious because it's like, to futurize, it's like seeing bits of flying, like confetti or something, in front of people instead of any kind of straight.
Oh, there's nothing solid out there.
I know, it's wonderful. I mean, in a way, it's really exciting.
You know, I mean, you know, there's so many channelings out there that say, you know, certainly we've heard this, you know, I hear it from the team, you know, we create our reality. There's still people that are still in denial about this that make me laugh. But
and this is how it's going.
Huh?
Some of them say that we create our reality and this is how it's going to go. And
right. Right. Well, literally, we can't create it any other way than being in the now moment. And I've been laughing all week because I'm being forced, for a variety of reasons, to stay in the now moment. And I finally got it from the team. You know, the team to be very funny with me. You know, they recognize that I tend to be just a little stubborn.
Just a little.
And I own that, okay, reluctantly, but I own it. And so they will pick a way to really get my attention, and they know what those doors are that they need to open. And then when they've really got my attention, then I'll listen, really listen. Now I listen for others. That's no problem. For myself, that's always the easiest place. And just seeing this all unfold this week has been, which prompted, and of course they really, it was interesting. I tried to get this show, the announcement sent out last night, and if you could have seen me with piles of papers and my confusion I was so distraught. I could not get this put together, and every time I'd paste things in, it would change the whole thing, and I'd have to kick it out and start from scratch, and I don't know what I'd included and where it came from. It was almost pathetic, you know, even.
Well, there's a lot of technological interruption going on as well.
Oh, you think? And I finally got that what they wanted me to do was to go into this whole soul purpose thing, that this was the piece they wanted in there. That's not what the original title was. And you'll notice, of course, that there was a misspelling, because when I do this, I can't spell. And
you mean the team can't spell?
I'm sorry?
You mean the team can't spell?
Well, whoever. But what's interesting and with the work, you know, that we're doing right now is really geared to this whole soul lifting thing, which is just so stunning. And so I'm just seeing the soul play in more than ever, and the feeling of presence of soul. You know, even when we do our chakras and we go to the golden chakra, which I see as that's the residence of soul, if you want to call it that, you know, well, wouldn't you know, I can't even think of the name of the color. The other one below it is higher self, the one above it, soul, and the golden chakra. And even going there every day, I just, wow, the energies are so profound. Magenta, that was the word I could come up with. The energies are so profound with soul, where it used to be, there used to be this kind of sweet sorrow, as Lazarus has always described it. But now it's coming in just whoosh, you know, this really powerful energy. So I know a lot of people are, you know, have been struggling with soul's purpose. You know, how do I get there? And, you know, am I on my soul's purpose? And what am I here to do? And so it's a combination of things. It's staying in neutrality with all of the distraction, all of the drama, be it very close and personal to you or out in the outer world. At the same time, that doesn't mean that we don't send our light and our love and our energy, but not getting hooked into it. It's very tricky. I mean, we're walking a very fine line right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes. It's staying in neutrality, I think, is a huge challenge for me at this point. It's almost like everything deep down is moving and changing, and I see that in clients as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And to not be wanting to grab this piece or that piece is really quite awkward. I don't just mean in rapport with other people. I mean in rapport with one's own changes.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Veronica. Very well put. I think that the other thing, and I wrote this in the notes tonight, is to look at every single challenge, anything and everything, and try to look at the reason behind it. Now, I mean, you know, don't kill yourself here, but really ask for guidance with this, to meditate on it, look deeply into it. Ask for answers when you go to sleep at night. You know, ask your own guides, your own team, you know, or you can call on the team and your higher self and soul. You know, what is the purpose of this in my life right now? Why am I experiencing this? You know, what is this directing me towards? You know, I would like it to be made more clear for me so that I can follow, you know, more elegantly, more easily, instead of stumbling into this, you know, and resisting. And I think that's one of the key pieces, because we tend to, with all the you know, astrologically, I sent some of this stuff out. We're at this very odd place again right now, where things feel very unsettled, and we feel still like we're kind of in between worlds. Nothing feels real solid. And then to be hit, having all these energies hit, a lot of people are experiencing a lot of sleeplessness right now. I have two friends that are the king and queen of sleeping, as husband and wife. I often talk about them because I love them so much, Rita and Andy. And I was talking with them tonight, and they are totally unable to sleep. And these are two people that could sleep. I gave them a statue once of a frog laying on its back. I mean, that was the Del Pozos. Everybody's always laying down at their house, you know, on the floor, on the couches. You know, it's not a home you walk into where everybody's upright. And but I can see the energies coming into them. They're going through this huge transition. They both have had medical challenges where they've had to have surgeries, and so they're both limping around the house for one reason or another. And but I can see this huge transition hitting them, and it's just so amazing. So lots of sleep issues. I had this Karen Bishop, who did What's Up on Planet Earth. She's not going to do those anymore, but she's got a new website called EmergingEarthAngels.com. And she gave some wonderful things that made me giggle when I read them. Have you felt in recent years and months that you were stretching far beyond what you had the capacity to endure? I answered these as I went. I think they were all yes. Have you had many emotional ups and downs, strange physical aches and pains, many losses in the form of friends, jobs, family, finances, and much of anything else? This list went on, and I see. Have you experienced dizziness and vertigo, neck and back pain, intolerance for lower vibrating energy, and abdominal weight gain and bloating? Do you wonder who you are looking at in the mirror? Have you had a loss of identity? This is one of my favorite, by the way. Have you been removed from your usual means of employment and cannot seem to find another job, even though you never had this problem in the past? This is my daughter. Have you recently moved to a new geographical location? Do you experience short periods when you're very cold and cannot seem to get warm?
Yes.
And I answer these as I do them. I'd like to hear your answers. Have you had hot flashes and night sweats not relating to menopause, even if you're a male? Veronica?
I'm not a male. Yes, actually, yes, I have.
And it's interesting because my son has been going through this, this is why I have. So he's a male. Do you feel...
Have you had those, Bob?
Sorry?
I'm asking Bob if he's had them. Sleeping things, yeah.
Sorry?
He said he's had trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel he's been pushed out of your groove by lower vibrating people? I found that one very interesting. And I went to... a beautiful restaurant in a casino, which is out by me, not down on the strip, for New Year's Eve. And the minute I walked in, I couldn't breathe. And I brought my inhalator just in case. And sure enough, I had to use my inhalator because I literally, the moment I hit the door, could not breathe.
Wow.
When you go out in public or to an event, do you feel as though you're acting?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Is it hard to remember and identify with a childhood version of you? I'm waiting for an answer.
I'm thinking, yes, but I'm not sure I want. I don't know what the question means. If it's the fun and lively child, I've been complaining to myself that that doesn't feel as free these days.
Well, I think when she's asking this, the childhood version is, does your childhood feel real? I mean, it would be kind of the way I'd interpret it. And when I look back on my childhood, it feels so damn long ago that I can't relate to it at all.
I have to admit that it's a whole lot more objective if I really look at it. You know, I don't really feel identified with it as much either.
No. Mm-mm. Have you had serious medical situation in recent years that left you feeling helpless and powerless?
No.
All right. Certainly I've faced a lot of this where I won't say I felt powerless. I certainly felt... that it could have gone either way.
Bob just reminded me I had a humongous number of tooth things done a few months ago. And that was hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Do you crave the company of children and when in their presence suddenly feel that everything is right now and you can relax as you are home?
A little bit of that, actually.
Well, you've got your wonderful grandbaby.
Yeah, sometimes I just need that hit.
You need to speak up just a little bit, Veronica.
I need that hit. I really need to experience him, yeah.
Yes. Have you had periods when you wake up at exactly the same time every night?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had anxiety, panic, or what feels like depression?
Yes.
Yes.
I called Jackie. Help!
Do you at times have strange and disturbing nightmares that are not normal for you?
Yes.
I've heard a lot of this one. Have you ever had experiences of forgetting what you were going to say and finding it nearly impossible to find the words you were meaning to speak? I can answer this one, yes.
I would say, need you ask?
All right.
What's your name?
Yeah, hello. Have you had periods of time when you continually saw repeating numbers, whether on digital clocks, license plates, or other?
Oh, yes, a lot.
Yes, a lot of that.
Hmm.
Do you continually misspell words or superimpose sentences and spelling when you attempt to write something? Even though you may have been a master at grammar and spelling for most of your life. Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever had times in your life where you felt no sense of place?
Yes.
Absolutely. Do you continually have short-term memory loss and at times cannot remember things that occurred only yesterday or even a moment before? Yes.
You have to admit that. But I want to say something about, too, back, misspell words or superimposed sentences.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that happened the other day, this kind of thing keeps happening to me. I look out the window and I see there was snow outside and I see our dog, who's a little white dog, quite a ways out because I'd let him out to go wee, you know. And in one less than a second, he was at the back door, which was physically impossible.
Exactly.
Okay. So
now, Maltese are known for this, just so you know.
Oh.
they can bilocate and they can transit time. My Millie girl did this. And she not only did it with me, she did it with people I'd leave her with. If I had to go out of town or something, she always stayed with someone. And I would get the phone call, which was, Jackie, does Millie bilocate? Or can you... yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Ah.
So, yes, this is a... remember how far back they go.
Hmm.
Do you continually have short-term memory loss and at times cannot remember things? Oh, we did that one. Mm-hmm. Have you experienced periods of what felt like low blood sugar forcing you to eat every 2 hours, whether you wanted to or not?
Yes.
Interesting. Are your emotions out of control from time to time, suddenly weeping in sadness, or are you just plain over-emotional? Do you ever feel lost and alone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you at times feel that there is nowhere left to go that remotely fits you anymore?
Yes. Do you?
Yeah. I think that's... what?
Do you?
Well, you know, I live in the portal, but, you know, I have struggled with that being in Las Vegas, thinking that this is just so not me. And yet I have developed a fondness, a strange fondness. Now, go figure this one. Because I believe that we have anchored so much light here that for some strange reason I feel it's changing. Now, when I had an occasion when I have company up from out of town to take them to the Strip, you know, or drive Las Vegas itself, and I think, oh, my God, this is an ugly town. But I've gone through this many times in my life where I felt that I didn't fit, you know, no matter where I was. It was, but, you know, that's just kind of me.
I've had a lot of that in my life, actually.
Sure, for sure. I'm not surprised, Veronica. Neither one of us are from here.
No.
Have you found that the only way to stay sane is to be home in your own personal sanctuary?
Most of the time. Sometimes I'm good in the car.
Right. Oh, yeah. Enjoy the car.
A little motion.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a strong sense that you're here to accomplish something but you cannot remember what it is?
Yes.
And do you miss something, but you're not exactly sure what?
Yes.
I think everybody listening can answer that one. Do you feel ungrounded and spinning out of control at times, but not at other times?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'm more grounded now than I think I've ever been in my life. I don't know what happened. But even with all that I do, I'm finding myself feeling incredibly grounded.
I find that there's this funny thing going on, so sometimes it's like, I don't know if it's spinning, but it feels like life is whirring. It's going by at such a speed.
Yes.
That my brain seems to pick up speed, and it's going way too fast, and it takes quite a bit of breathing just to ground it.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, a lot of times I'll think I'm grounded and then do something very, very silly and have no idea how I did it. do you remember why things seem to be getting worse instead of... Do you wonder why things seem to be getting worse instead of better?
I always put it down to marketing.
This is my favorite. It has become difficult to be in crowds, large stores, and the like. Have you seen lights, heard voices, had ringing or buzzing in the ears, or felt unusual energy pushing through your body? Do you have bouts of allergy symptoms or sinus problems and headaches? Have you ever felt energy pouring through the top of your head? I can answer yes to all of those.
Me too, but I'm not sure that any of that's new.
No, it's not new. Not for us, anyway. Have you quit reading spiritual and personal growth material?
No.
All right. Is it increasingly difficult to spend substantial amounts of time around individuals who seem disconnected, ego-driven, or who embody many issues? Do you just want to flee?
I don't do that. Oh, yeah. Yes, I had a weird experience where, I don't know if I should say this on the air, but I had all these people staying here, and when they left, I had more bowel movements than I've ever had. Is that a rude thing to say?
No, what you were doing is clearing for them.
I know, it was so interesting. I went, well, this is interesting, isn't it? Well, my body was working well.
I can answer this one. It is difficult for me to be around people like that, and I think I had this conversation with a good friend last night about the low tolerance level. You know, I used to call it my my bullshit-o-meter, you know.
But I think it's getting worse. I mean, I find I'm much less, what is it? It's not just tolerance. It's like, yeah, I don't even try to engage at all.
Well, you know, you reach a point where you really have nothing to discuss.
Right.
And it's not to judge them, and that's not, you know, again, this is being the matador, you know, just letting it go by. It's not that we don't love them. They're in a different place. This is that neutrality and non-judgment. It's just like, okay, that's where you are. I think, you know, we can get hooked in with children or relatives more easily.
Mm-hmm.
With other people, I think it's easier to not get hooked in, or lovers or people of that, you know, where we're connected. I had somebody over the holidays make a statement to me who's involved in my family, is not my family, but is involved with part of my family, and they made the comment. They said, well, what are your guys saying? My sources are telling me that the Anunnaki are coming and they're going to kill us all. And you know, I really don't do this. I tend to be very, you know, when it comes to these kinds of subjects, I'm really good on my feet, and I can answer and kind of keep it. And I literally stood up and I said, that's the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard.
Great.
And I said, and I don't care who your sources are. They're full of, you know what. And I was just incensed. And that's not like me. But I literally dismissed it to the point where I just, and I considered the source. I looked at this person. I said, I don't be ridiculous. And to purvey that kind of information to others and disempower them to the point where they would actually believe that some outside extraterrestrial race is going to come here and destroy us is a bunch of baloney. It incensed me, you know, and I, of course, then immediately calmed down, but I had to, I just literally, I couldn't control myself. Do you wonder where in the world you have landed, feel that you do not belong here, and want to go home? Now, that's the one that I always ask, you know, children.
But you know what? That isn't new either, is it?
No, I believe the majority of the people listening to this show tonight looked around at their parents and wondered, who the hell are you? You know, who are these people that claim to be my parents? And I want to go home, you know.
Well, and I said to Bob, I phoned Bob the other day, I don't remember where I was, and I said, it's interesting because I'm looking around and I'm really clear right now that I feel like what I'm looking at is an alien species. And I used to think that when I was little. And Bob said, oh, yeah, it's been happening to me lately, too. You know? And they're humans we're looking at.
Yes.
But it's been very vivid lately, you know, very vivid.
Oh, yes.
Look at them. But I want to say another thing is that when you keep calling yourself, well, you know, we're talking about being neutral and being in a neutral space, and you call yourself the matador, I think, oh, thank heaven we get to have a dance and a bit of a flair about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little expression, Jackie.
And if I could remain the matter, you know, like when this subject came up, there is a part of me, you know, I tend to have, you know, co-occupants here, and I can really tell when I'm going to blame it on my multiple personality disorder, because whoever else is hanging out certainly wasn't happy about it. A low level of tolerance for things like that that are just gross manipulations, you know, projecting the dark light drama out into the universe, just as, you know, zero tolerance. That's the one time I could not be the matador. But I'm working on it. I don't know. I can never say to you that I'm doing great, you know, perfect. Believe me. But it's really important, and I have some very interesting friends, and learning how to, although I did have a situation, we were shopping, I had a friend in town from California, and we were at Saks, and they were having a huge sale, and things were marked down to, like, you know, less than 20% of what their original price was. I mean, it was ludicrous, and I put a jacket on, and she said, well, that doesn't fit you, give it to me, and she took it. Put on a second jacket, and she said, that doesn't fit you either, give it to me. She took it. So when she left, I told her not to let the door hit her in the ass. And I said, and I hope you lose your luggage. Because those two damn jackets were in there. So
does that put you at the top of the class?
What?
Does that put you at the top of the matador
class? At the top of the class of failing of matador, yes.
Yeah. Going back to the matador, I really think we should maybe market some outfits and some. They say it's the entrepreneurial spirit that's going to really create magic in this new society, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, soul's purpose, and I really want to say to everybody that this is a time when, if you've been wondering what you're here to do, hang on. Because I think that if you can stay neutral, you can stay in non-judgment, if you can stay out of I'm being left behind, because that's a real trap. Nobody's going to be left behind. Promise. And, you know, one of my darling friends and clients reached a crossroad and then decided to go get a dog, which was a stretch for a number of reasons. And the minute she made that choice, I could just see it. She made two major choices, and I could see her lift up and out of a place where she had been for a while. And it just thrilled me to no end, because I said, wow, she's got it. She's moving forward now. And I could just feel things starting to kick in for her. And, you know, going and getting a dog, something, you know, well, people could say, well, is that part of your soul's purpose? Absolutely. There are times when we need something to love, to touch and open our heart, to get us to move to a different level. And animals, it doesn't matter what kind of animal it is, can be in many ways a huge catalyst for that. And I know, Veronica, you certainly, with your little guy, you know, he's been very fascinating for you.
He has just been amazing. And I did try to pass him on to somebody when we were first offered him. I tried to find other people who might have him. And then I suddenly looked at him and went, oh, my gosh, I can't do that.
Right.
I want him.
Of course. And he was perfect for you.
He is perfect. He's amazing. Yeah. For both of us, you know.
So, you know, these are, and of course, my little guys, you know, after losing my Millie, Merlin Majik, my dogs, are just, I can't imagine life without them. And they're, believe me, they're a pain in the butt. They have been 8 months of nonstop work. I wouldn't trade them for a minute. It's been the greatest thing I could have done to open my heart again. So very important, and also help get us on purpose.
And how many times a day do they make you laugh?
Constantly. From the moment I wake up in the morning, and I see those little paws sticking in the air, that's all I have to. It's just unbelievable. Okay, I'm going to let the team come in. I got a lovely email from Vicki who said, you know, maybe you should do the channeling in the beginning because the team never has enough time to finish. Thank you, Vicki. I love you. All right. See, we're having so much fun. I almost hate to go to channel, but I know that
This has been fun. But I'm getting my Matador outfit, so.
No, I absolutely. Now I'm going to see you in that. Every time I talk to you, Veronica, I'm going to start laughing.
Ole.
I will be the one walking around the house with a head down and my hands clasped, going, "Dear soul, I'm really on purpose. Don't zap me, please." All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Well, the Matador. We're going to wear a Matador outfit, Veronica. That'll be absolutely delightful.
Will you as well?
Well, we don't. Yes, we'll just say yes. It's easier than explaining that one. All right. Very good conversation between the two of you and a very interesting subject. Now, there's so much information that truly right now, and these next coming weeks are going to be jam-packed with things that we want to talk about. We're going to encourage both you and the channel to give us a little more time. We will try to get it all in best we can. Things are going to be moving, although you may feel slowly right now, but they're going to be moving very quickly before too long. And you need to be armed with information. Now, there are a variety of channelings out there, and we know that you're all getting them, you know, from this source and that source, and we encourage you to look at things and really use your intuition. All right, about what you're reading. If you're reading things, all right, channelings that are, we're going to get even, we're going to fix this, we're going to, you know, do that to them, that's not coming from this side of the veil. We can assure you of this. It may originate there, but it's in the translation a lot got lost. I just want to say that to you. So please be aware of that. This is not a time to be blaming. Is not a time that is counterproductive to where you all are. Neutrality, yes. We know for all of you the ultimate challenge. It is the ultimate challenge. And we know that. But all of you are doing things that are so extraordinary, so exceptional. You look back over the last several years of your life and how much you've grown and expanded, dealt with issues that you couldn't possibly even have imagined. Now, for some of you, questioning, well, why did I do that? Why didn't I create that better? This was a question posed to the channel last night. Why didn't I create that better, more elegant? This is not a time to be looking back and saying, well, what did I do wrong? And there are many things coming right now where you're cleaning up, finishing up some very long-term contracts, some people with whom you've had multiple lifetimes. And we want to say to you, this being the culminating lifetime, and all of you having had so many lifetimes and have seen the opportunity in this lifetime. Now, many of you have written in between the lines of your life script said, wait a minute, I can do this and I can clear that and I can... Now, does this help your soul? Yes. All those lifetimes, aspects of soul, you see. Aspects of soul. This is why we're doing the work that we're doing with you, these soul lifting, it's a name, soul lifting, but taking you all the way back to source, to your true origination, through all lifetimes, human and otherwise. Now this is, and we want you to understand, you're exceptional beings to be able to do this, to open to this, to work with this. You're all becoming masters. So we know neutrality is a challenge. You're programmed for all the reasons that most of you know. The emotional body. Lineage, nationality, the collective. It's expected of you. You know, humans are supposed to respond this way. You know, if you hurt my relative, well, I'm going to get you kind of thing. If you hurt my son or daughter or mother or father or lover or grandchildren. But those responses now are inappropriate. So many of you are upsetting family members. You know, saying, well, wait a minute, what kind of person are you? But you don't want to, you know, extract your pound of flesh. And comparisons where they fall by the wayside now. Well, so-and-so is just like, we hope that's not a statement any of you make. Because it really doesn't mean anything. Except lock you into those beliefs, and you're far beyond all of that. Now, we want to point out also, there are some young people on the planet also that are clearing, chose to take this on, and we've seen some of them, and the channel has a son as well, also part of this, and her daughter. Which she just became aware of. She wasn't aware of before, but is now. Where they have come in and decided to clear in this lifetime for the karmic line of the... In both cases, they're doing the father's side. They both have different fathers. And it's taken them through an awful lot. An awful lot. Now, one of them is also doing some on the mother's side, but... Now, these are big things that they're taking on. It doesn't make them the easiest people as they're taking on, or if we know of another one as well, doesn't make them the easiest people to be around or their behavior at times to make sense.
Does that mean that they seem to embody that particular parent or member of the lineage?
Well,
and then work through their problems?
In essence, yes. In essence, if we would say, well, they're clearing the karmic line, they may be doing things that are just unexplainable, where you just simply cannot, or massive depression, or drug use, or extreme behavior patterns that don't make sense. You know, where did this come from? I don't know where this came from. You know, what created this? What was the spark that ignited it? And you're not necessarily going to be able to find... You may be able to identify some. But it's not enough. We want to make this clear. It's not enough because it's exaggerated. Very exaggerated. And so, therefore, there's complications, you know, that your world of therapy and psychiatry and your medical profession have not yet acknowledged. They don't even have an awareness of. And if they're out there, certainly they're going to show up in some of your families if you're listening to this show. Extraordinary beings willing to take on these very difficult things that they do for their reasons, for their purposes.
Sometimes it's hard to know when to remain neutral and when to be effective when somebody, some young person is needing some, I don't know, guidance through that kind of thing. Do they have to get as destructive?
Well, we would say this, first of all, Veronica. A lot of them aren't going to understand it. They're operating on multiple levels, all right?
Yes.
So if you sat down and tried to explain it to them, the majority of them aren't going to understand it anyway. They're going to think you're just talking a bunch of gibberish. You understand? Unless they're very open to assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're open. Unless and when. And when. They are open to it. But you're going to be seeing things that are going to, for some of you, going to be very difficult. And this is where that neutrality is going to be so important. Trust their guides to get them through it. Send your love and light to their guides, their angels, whatever you want to call them. All right? But recognize also these are powerful souls. There are no little wimpy souls on Earth right now. You're beginning to realize just how difficult this planet is. For those of you who have done some of the soul work with us, you begin to realize how difficult even this universe has been. Now that is kind of a stretch for some of you because you tend to think of the universe, oh, everything out there is great, this is crap, but that's out there, that's, well, that's where I want to go. But your history, as you follow through this incredible experience, you begin to realize, oh my God, what a journey I have been on. How incredibly difficult, not just this lifetime, but my God, well, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and even then, when I get into the cosmos, they're not all love and light. Wow.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
Well, we wouldn't say disappointing. What we would say is honoring. And what we're hoping is that this is going to take you to the realization that what you're doing on this planet is turning it into the world that you know it can be. The garden place, the magnificent golden place. Now, dear Karen, in some of her writings, and we recommend that all of you go on her website and read what she's been writing, get some updates on this new website. She's doing some wonderful, wonderful work. And in here, which the channel didn't share, was about so many of you participating in the creation of this planet. Now, the channel knows that she did. She's known that for a very long time. So some of you may find that you get incensed with some of the things that are going on in the planet and have this great sense of responsibility for Earth and for where she's going. And what's going to happen to her, this incredible love. And your vision for what Earth was to become. And it's gone through an awful lot in between that, we want you to know. Not always the way you had hoped it would. So many of you here are here this lifetime to witness this shift, this change, this birth of Earth into the dream that you originally had for her. Now, again, the neutrality, you see. Some of you feeling this incredible connection to animals and to Earth spirits and fairies and gnomes and elves, and we had to laugh. The channel was really taken back. She did a session last night with someone, and all of the fairy realms and the air spirits, and all of them, even the leprechauns, were participating in this session as this person was going back on their soul journey, helping this person pull the chain and to move through this. They are now participating, you see. We talked about this before, that there's legend about all of you. Your love for each other, for the earth, your commitment to seeing her become what you had originally envisioned. And they've been waiting for it. All of these realms are waiting for you to call on them, to work with them. Now, back to neutrality. Very difficult, we know. As you look up in your sky and you see the chemtrails and you see all these things going on with your sense of protectiveness for the earth. As you see people that you love and care about lose their life savings or their homes or yes, there are going to be some challenging times. And this is your time to emerge, to begin to really take seriously the fact that you came here to be a master. Now, you don't have to hang a sign on your front door, master here, you know. Bow before entering. But your mere presence for many people is comforting and soothing. Many of them don't have any idea why. Just being in your company is healing for them. As they go through their challenges. Some of you are out there actively working as healers and teachers and so on, and some of you may not be, well, operating under the name of. That doesn't mean that you're not doing it, however, because you all are. We've said this before, going to the grocery store, the gas station, whatever errands you may run. Your presence is healing. Many of you have had incredible experiences where you've been drawn to places where disaster came behind you. You didn't cause it, but you were there to bring peace to the places of one person, one dear person. Traveled through a place that was then devastated by fire. But you see, this is going to be happening more and more for all of you. For all of you. And in order to be present, to be available, to keep your resonance high enough, to be of the service that you know you came here to be out of judgment, and to stay in neutrality, doesn't mean that you're not loving. It means you're showing up and keeping your resonance high enough to be the lantern, to be the vehicle.
I only have 2 minutes left.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. Now, dear Veronica?
Yes.
Your show?
Oh, next week, Paradigm Shifters is going to be exciting. Is Liz Mitten Ryan, who has written, her latest book is about, is all the speech that came from all the various animals in her place. She's written One with the Herd. And that's her website. She communicates with animals, but she lives with the herd. So it's very exciting to hear her approach to consciousness and animals. And that's at 5 o'clock next Tuesday, Paradigm Shifters. And Radiance by Design, a call-in show, is 4 o'clock next Tuesday. And I love doing that. We learn meditations and we answer your questions. Thank you.
Wonderful. Now, we do have a few more minutes. They said that we could go to the top of the hour.
Yes,
so
they do.
We'll watch the clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, we'd like to say to all of you, tonight, call us in. And call in your soul. and we would all like to come to visit you. We're going to encourage all of you to develop a relationship with soul. Now, that's something new for a lot of you. You know, my soul, it's out of soul, you know. But what is soul? Now, there's a lot of material on the Lazarus website on soul. You can put in a search. But it's going to come upon you very quickly here. Very quickly. We want you to realize also that your souls have been damaged. Souls have been damaged. Through many of your life experiences. Your journeys through this universe. There has been damage to soul. That's what we're working with you now on. In the private session. Healing the lifetimes and soul. You have no idea yet who you are all becoming. You have barely scratched the tip of the iceberg. If that gives you any idea how you are all going to blossom, we honor each and every one of you. And we love you. We can see the incredible service that you are all here to bring to this planet and the joy and the wonder that you are here to experience as well. We love you all very much. We are speaking now for all realms. There is no limitation. The angelic realm, the ascended master, fairy nature, devic realm, beautiful sparks of light being and light being, those that have chosen to become parts of mass consciousness. All eyes are on you. This is the great work. Earth, humanity, ascension. You're all right out front. Regardless of what you're doing for a living at this moment, we encourage you to love and honor yourself in every way. Don't be hard on yourselves, people. It's counterproductive now. Call us in tonight. We would love to work with you. We love you all, Veronica. We love you, dear one.
Love you too. Thank you.
We send our blessings to each and every one of you. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Okay, I think we're on. I don't know. Are we on, Veronica?
We're still on, but I think they're going to pull us off any second.
Okay, well, we love you all. A piece of each and every, Veronica and I is in each and every one of you. And a piece of you and each and every one of you is in Veronica and I. We all are one. It can be no other way.
Love you, Jackie.
Love you guys. See you next week. Good night.
Good night, everyone.